Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
And Olivia was this girl that I met. She had us all sit down. She's like, guys, I'm auditioning for this channel called Smosh. I have no idea what I'm doing. And like, we all sat there and she was being Olivia.
But we were working ourselves to death. What we were doing was not sustainable. Like we worked 12, 14 hour days every single day and did a lot of the work.
And you know, the Hangman sketch, there, that moment that like gets played a lot when I'm sitting there kind of pausing, I really think I was sitting there kind of thinking about what was happening in that moment. I was kind of like, holy crap, we're doing this.
Did I put 16 on here?
Oh my God, this podcast is over. We are 55 minutes in, no. Ian. Read your 15 things.
Okay, Ian so Andrew Hecox.
We are going on a hiatus for the Smoshcast. We're not saying Smoshcast is going away forever. This is a break.
The fact that I think someone is doing this and putting in the work, trying to get me to pay them to be my regular psychic.
That's so weird. How much personal information did you give them?
Okay, so I really wanted to know my moon sign and my rising sign.
Oh, this is real.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I wanted to know my moon sign and my rising sign. So I started typing in like my birthday, the town that I was born in, like things like that.
Did you just dox yourself to the psychic?
No, not that heavily.
But
you know?
To this person directly. It was like DM?
It was a website. That's like a website where it's like you learn, like, which is it's a common thing. Ian, you're doing that thing where you're like mad. But I like
I'm
have
not mad.
You look manic as shit.
Mad.
Your eyes were like,
yeah.
I'm like, how much did you give them?
So I give them like the birth date, the time, the general area that I was born in. Mm. And then at the very
Social
end.
Social security
like,
number.
And then it asked my name. But then it was like, and I was like, okay, that's fine. And then it was like, okay, so what's your email so that we can send you all these things? I was like, no. This should have been a generator. Mm-hmm. But like I had already started typing in my email. But I didn't press enter or submit. And I was like, nah, I don't want to do this. And I exited out, right? Mm-hmm. Then a day or so later, I get this super long email like, I feel like you're reaching out to me in an emergency. Things seem urgent. I can sense your energy and you seem like a very extraordinary person. We need to talk. Mm-hmm. And like, I've still been getting emails and emails and emails that are super long. Like, I decided to sit down and read one that was like talking about who I was as a person, what I'm dealing with, and how happy I am in certain aspects of my life. Some things was like, yeah, that's true. And other things was like, no, that's not true. Mm-hmm. So it's just very interesting that like it could very clearly be someone typing up a lot of stuff trying to get me to like pay them to be my regular psychic, or it's a robot.
That stuff frustrates me. I mean, whether it's a psychic or a robot, they're going to type the same stuff to everybody where it's like, you are fiercely loyal, but aren't afraid to take your own time when you need it. You are someone that has had to learn how to put up boundaries and respect yourself over time. You are someone who...
Damien, you should be a psychic.
But yeah, it's weird though, because like I never pressed submit on my email. And it still somehow got it. So that's a little heads up for you guys. Be careful with where you put your shit.
Maybe they logged your keystrokes or something. I don't know.
It's pretty weird.
It's a pretty sus website.
Sounds pretty sus.
Yeah. I did one
once
of those
once.
Once
it would
ask
me like where I was born and like my name, I'd be like, well, do you need... But I mean, I guess to figure out those like signs and stuff, you have to give them that info.
Yeah.
And I don't personally subscribe to that belief, and but you know, if you do, that's okay.
But
I did it once
you
for
you just haven't subscribed.
I just
yet.
Wanted no, to I did, be able to know my signs.
So yeah. Totally. So I did that once before as well. And I had to put in like birth date and
the time.
Time and mm-hmm. even messaged my mom to figure out time. Apparently exactly noon.
It was 11:43 a.m.
No way, those are both
goodness.
Times.
Wow, high noon.
Maybe this will be safer. Hey, if you guys can tell me my moon rising sign, I was born on June 19th. 11:43 a.m. 1995.
I had a weird one happen though when I looked up that thing, and it was a generator. I didn't have to put in an email.
Nice.
Thankfully, it was I don't remember what the rising and falling was, but one of them was Black Moon Lilith. Like,
that's like the Nightman cometh?
Sagittarius and like Capricorn or whatever. But then it was like, this thing for you is
sounds like
Black Moon Lilith.
And I looked and I was Yu-Gi-Oh, like, Yu-Gi-Oh card.
It does. It sounds like a Yu-Gi-Oh card. But I was like, what is Black Moon Lilith? So and it just made me feel kind of special.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, oh, I was born at exactly noon in this specific spot. And therefore, I'm Black Moon Lilith.
Oh my God.
The specialist sign. But of course, someone in the comments is going to be like, actually, no, everyone has Black Moon Lilith in some house. Yours just happens to be in the eighth corner of them.
Oh, that's so you know, funny. But,
you know.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Smoshcast.
What's up, Capricorns?
This is the 15-year anniversary celebration podcast extravaganza.
Wee! Of the Smoshcast.
Of the Smoshcast.
Pop, 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 confetti.
Oh, please. None of the... My ears are still hurting from those pop, pop, confetti.
Yeah, I can't wait till we run out.
Yeah. Today I'm joined by Courtney and Damien.
I'm
and,
the second one.
And so. Remotely by Shane in a little bit.
Yeah. He's quarantining for Goldberg's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cases are high right now. We gotta be extra safe.
No more letting people sneeze into my mouth. Sorry, guys.
Well, I only do it when you're sleeping.
I know. I'm always more awake than you think.
Yeah.
When you sneeze in my
Just so you guys know, just a little heads up. I know this may come as a little bit of a shock or a surprise. This will be the last Smoshcast for a while. I'm not saying it's going to be gone forever, but we will be taking a little hiatus to focus on everything else that we're doing. I'll explain more at the end of the podcast. But let's jump in to the cheerful times of the smoshiness.
To be 15.
It's crazy.
Smosh can almost vote, dude.
I know. And we're already just ripping fat cigarette drags.
Weren't you close to being 15 when Smosh started?
I was 17.
Okay. So
that's pretty much the same.
Closer to now.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to be 15 again, like going back to where I was at 15. I want to know everything I know now and then be 15.
I think you would just be really frustrated.
Probably.
I want to go back and be 18 so I can still do everything I need to do.
That's fair.
I want to have all the resources I have now, all the knowledge I have now, and then go back to being 18. That'd be cool.
That'd be a little bit better. But then would you still be like having to hang out with 18-year-olds, or would you be like hanging out with...
No, I'd be that
like,
cool 18-year-old that everyone is like, oh man, they're basically 30.
You're like wise beyond your years,
You're such an old soul.
Yeah. Ugh.
I mean, but that was me anyway. Sorry, I just made this all about me. That was me anyway. When I was 16, all my friends were like 30-something because I worked at an improv studio. And that's,
I had a lot of older friends,
that's
too.
That's all, yeah.
Me too.
I just didn't have friends.
You had Antonio.
Antonio Padidas.
Antonio
Padidas.
Adidas.
Antonio Adidas.
Antonio Adidas.
Nobody's ever said that before, and that's pretty funny.
Really?
Yeah.
It's pretty weird.
I copyright it.
So to kick this 15-year podcast extravaganza, smush extravaganza, lollapalooza.
Okay.
Keep it in.
Sorry, I burped. We thought it'd be fun to ask, what was the first smosh video that you guys watched? So we posted that and a butt ton of you guys responded. So we kind of looked at...
A buttload.
Yeah, a buttload. So we just looked at 15 responses.
A buttrick ton.
A buttrick ton, exactly. That's...
That's like my hair look good. Hold on.
Courtney, your hair looks great.
Do you remember that one podcast you did where you put all the hair in front of your... Yeah, I want
just
that.
Just for the Annabelle premiere.
Yeah. So anyway, without these guys distracting me again.
Sorry. Sorry, we're being really bad.
Jangling my keys.
You guys are on something today.
It's called friendship.
All right. So anyway, we asked you guys, what was the first Smosh video that you saw? And a whole bunch of you guys responded, and we picked the videos that we saw coming up a bunch. And we've kind of picked them from all around Smoshlandia. Right off the bat, Try Not to Laugh 12 with Juju Mufu.
That one did get a lot of views.
It sure did.
That one was getting like
a crazy amount of views.
I was not familiar with Juju Mufu before that.
Same.
Does he just have extreme like pulling power for people, or just was that just a damn good episode?
Like those crazy views on YouTube.
Well, it was a great thumbnail because it was like the super buff dude with a pug head. If I recall.
Mm-hmm.
And wow. I think he has a pretty big following on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
But yeah, I don't know. I think it was just that kind of like that perfect merging of things.
The verbs,
you know,
yeah.
can't you can't quite distill it down to a specific thing unless you're Mr. Beast.
Mm. He was so funny in that one. I can see why people maybe go back and watch that one as well.
Yeah, the Jujimufu one was extra, like, it was ridiculous. He almost broke his groin on that one.
Beg your pardon?
Thing. Oh, yeah, the squat machine thing.
Yeah.
That one had, by the way, 34 million views.
That's 34 million views.
And that's the most views on a Try Not to Laugh, period.
I think so.
I do believe
yeah.
so, yeah.
Yeah, by far. Because it just, I think it hit some weird algorithmic thing where it just got recommended to a ton of people.
Yeah, I do want to, like, give credit to Jujimufu's following. Like, they really love his content, so it made sense that they were like, holy smokes. It was like, yeah. It was a marriage of two
people. It was right up his alley, because, yeah. like, all if you ever, like, go and watch his content, it's, like, so ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Anyway, another one, Food Battle 2010.
Oh.
Was a big one, I guess. I'm going to guess it had a girl in a bikini on probably. The thumbnail.
What were the foods? Do you remember from that one? Was it the rock candy versus
I'm
going to
guess
donut?
Rock candy versus pink donut. That's going to be my guess.
Which one was churro?
Churro was
before
2008.
That, right? Yeah.
And his were always phallic things?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, for a long time that was the joke that mine was like a hole and his was a phallic object.
I never got that.
Now you know. Little food battle secret.
Wow.
Chili pepper.
Chili pepper.
Yeah, chili pepper was 2010? Like a wiener.
Was 2010.
Wow. How big was the pepper?
Wouldn't you like to know?
About 5 inches?
She asked. She wanted to
oh my
know.
God.
The next
I don't
one.
Mean that small. I don't think 5 inches is small. You said 5 inches, and I was like, haha, that's funny. That's roughly the size of a penis. Because Kevin was laughing. He laughed and rolled his eyes because I was like, whoa, 5 inches. Gonna stop backpedaling now. Let's continue.
No, let's double down. Just kidding.
I'm doing the journalistic thing where I don't say anything and I just keep staring to
and
make her keep
unravel.
Saying more
yeah,
and more.
No. Yeah. Shane does that to me enough. I've learned.
I just don't think Shane ever talks.
No, he lets me unravel. He likes to see, like, I will self-destruct if I do something weird.
Like,
he does that.
Like
he does that for sure.
If you want to destroy my sweater, hold this thread as I walk away.
No,
that
totally.
Like a really
no, but
cute pop song.
That's definitely
Watch
a thing
me
that
unravel.
He does. Yeah. It's like yeah. he'll anyway. He's a really good listener, but sometimes he just listens, and so it almost forces you to dig a little deeper, like a therapist.
I think this whole chunk is probably should be cut. Cool. I'm talking about penis pepper.
Hey, okay. You know, if yeah, let's just stop.
Let's talk about the thing.
Just Dance.
Oh,
which
yeah.
one?
I don't know. Just Dance was written on here, so I'm guessing any of the Just Dance videos.
Those ones are really fun.
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of like we didn't. When we made the first Just Dance video, we didn't expect that one to like pop the heck off, and it did.
And aren't those like really like we can't monetize those?
No,
because it's always just a ton
of music. Back in the day we could,
because
you could just kind of get away with it. But then like
yeah, because it was gaming. Mm-hmm. But
well, it was also just like the auto claiming wasn't a thing back then.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's the same way with Twitch. Like, you know, you start off being able to do a lot more, and then as things sort of catch up to it, it's like, okay, this has to be restricted to Twitch Sings is going away. Like,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those were cool, though. I remember. Sorry, I have a bad habit of trying to talk while I yawn.
I have a bad habit of talking while I burp.
Yeah.
I think we all have that habit here.
Yeah.
Every
yeah.
one of us lets burps run their lives.
What do you have like a favorite costume you've done on Just Dance?
Well, we only did Halloween Just Dance for maybe
yeah.
3 years. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say my definitely my Fortnite costume was
oh
the
my
best.
God, near dance the weirdest dance ever that
yeah, the
I love
fart,
so much.
The fart night. I had fart the night. Fart night shirt on.
My big secret that's not a secret is that whenever we do Halloween Just Dance, I just want to get a cool costume that I can also take home later.
Yeah, so I noticed that.
But like, it's what I would do anyway, right? Like, I don't do gag costumes. I do like, I want to do a cool anime thing. And so yeah. I do.
I like when Noah like totally, like he came in as Billie Eilish before like any, well, you
yeah,
probably,
I have no idea.
You
he
probably,
was
you
Billie
knew.
Billie Eilish, so and cool. I hadn't seen that like anywhere yet.
Yeah, like I hadn't even heard of her before.
Yeah.
Like he called it, man.
She was like a toddler by that point.
Mm.
She was like goodness. 4, yeah.
Little tiny baby.
She's like -8, dude.
Here's another one. Every Starbucks ever.
Really? Wow.
That was like our first time finally coming for a brand, I feel like, on every blank. Like, we were always too scared of it for some reason at Defy to, like, mess up either relationships with brands or to get sued or something.
Yeah, Defy was a little sketchy about that.
Even then, we, like, called it Starbucks, but, like, we weren't very heavily, like, putting the branding on set or on wardrobe or anything. It was interesting. But that one, I was really proud that we did that. That was, like, also kind of a game changer in a way that we, like, started going for brands more.
Yeah.
And those ones really do pop off.
Yeah, I think at first we didn't, we're like, who's going to care about, like, us doing a brand? Like, is that just going to come off as weird? But they ended up, like, every time we went after a brand, they ended up being, like, really, really popular. Because, like, oh, yeah, everyone can sort of relate
everyone
to this.
Everyone goes to the Apple store just to mess around.
That was, like, the first video I was in on Smosh Sketch.
Oh, shoot.
At the Apple store one. Really? I got to be just a random dude. Yeah.
Random dude number two.
Yeah, that was nice. Thank you. Also, like, disclaimer for a lot of the things we're talking about in this podcast, it's before my time in terms of working at Smosh, but I knew who y'all were, and I watched stuff as a teenager. So I'll be weighing in with that perspective.
That perspective, okay.
Yeah.
Next one, I mean, this doesn't surprise me at all, Assassin's Creed 3 music video.
Iconic.
Yeah, I mean.
I don't wear briefs.
Yeah.
So good.
I mean, that's one of my favorite videos.
It's like the golden standard of Smosh content, honestly. Mm-hmm. It's funny.
You made a t-shirt off of it.
Extremely talented. It was branded.
Yeah, the t-shirt was actually pretty dope. A lot of people bought the t-shirt.
Yeah.
It's a great song. Like, you guys.
It holds up. I think it holds up. Like, the other songs we've made, I'm like.
Because I remember for the next Assassin's Creed, you guys went with like a rock punk type
vibe. Doing like a pop punk kind of thing.
I remember I was like, which you guys, I mean, stuck with the same genre because that was the same choice.
Yeah, the audience let us know that wasn't their favorite.
This is not it, Chief.
But yeah, I don't know. There's a certain vibe to Assassin's Creed 3 that I think still holds up very much. So this one's more general, but I see a lot of people that still like. Hit me up asking for this, but Mail Time. Like I do feel like we were one of the first like YouTube channels to do like a Mail Time.
Oh, just like opening
mail for videos.
Yeah, I mean, you guys were around for so long.
Yeah.
It makes sense that you guys were, because I mean, that's, you guys kind of set a lot of those things in motion on YouTube. Like, weren't you guys kind of the first or among the first channels to have custom thumbnails that were like a set niche of like the text and almost like the comic booky format? I mean, that's what our previous marketing manager had said, that you guys kind of kind of set the standard back in the day.
I mean, I would never claim that. I mean, I think like Anthony was good at like graphic design. Graphic design is my passion. I think he was good at like graphic design. We're like, okay, how can we like really like catch people's eyes? Because that's what like every YouTuber was talking about. Like, oh, you have to have really grabby thumbnails.
Totally.
So I think we were just kind of following the trend, but we might have been one of the first to like really make them obnoxious. Yeah.
Well, I just remember as a youngin always seeing your stuff with like, oh, there's a bikini in the photo. Like, yeah. So that was kind of y'all's thing.
You know, it worked. This next one, Stuck in the Toilet, which was a video about Anthony getting stuck in a porta potty toilet. Did really well. Mm. Great thumbnail. Great title.
I may not have seen that one.
It's a banger. One of our best merch items, where he wore a shirt that was like, oh, it's my awesome shirt, and it's just like, it just says awesome. It's just black text poorly written on a shirt that says awesome shirt, and we sold that.
I like that. That's a thing that has been consistent, because now Anthony has the interview shirt.
With
black text on it.
Yeah,
that's cute. I like that connection.
That one netted you guys 37 million views on that one.
37 million.
Wow.
37 milli Bobby Browns.
To step back a little bit too, Assassin's Creed 3 was 95 million views.
Yeah, I know. That one's almost about to crack 100 million. And
all right, everyone listening to this podcast right now, go watch it, and then we'll get to 100.
I say I still go back to that one sometimes and just enjoy what it is.
Like, it's a great one. This is a song you should go back to. Boxman.
Boxman. So I knew Boxman. That. So when I mean, I guess I'll talk about it when we do our like things, but like, yeah, I knew Boxman. Like that was something I watched back in the day. I knew Boxman.
Were you more of a Boxman or Boxman's girlfriend or Boxman for president?
Not Boxman for president. Boxman and Boxman's girlfriend.
Okay. What about Boxman 2.0?
I don't remember that. I fell off around that time because I was in that like rebellious teenage phase where I was like, I really liked it. But then if a joke didn't hit for me, I'd be like, I don't like this humor anymore. And then I would like stopped watching and then would like come back. It's just, you know, what you do as a teenager.
I know what you mean. Here's a great one. I mean, I think this is like one of, I think I wrote this. It's probably one of my favorite videos because it's just, it hits my I like dark humor. I'm quirky. This one, Adult Magic School Bus.
Love that one. I was really excited about that one. I remember us being in the office talking about doing that.
Yeah.
Because we realized that we perfectly had, like our squad was the kids.
Yeah.
That's funny. Who was Ralphie?
Shane,
yeah. Oh. Typical.
Yeah.
According to my research.
And then at the end, he just threw in that improv line where he's like, my shirt has the first letter of my name.
Oh,
who
yeah.
does that? Something like that. It was really funny.
Yeah, that was great. And the car covered in pink sludge after coming out of a body.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Let's see what the inside of a cheating man's heart looks like.
Dude, so good.
Yeah, I got to play Miss Frizzle, my ultimate dream.
That was amazing. And the dress just had like uteruses all over it.
Yeah, uterus and like Xanax pills. Sick. And
like we should sell that dress. I would buy it.
I think that might have been lost in the Defy collapse.
No, and, like we should remake it.
Oh,
and sell it in mass.
Oh yeah. And
what we should do is also get Lily Tomlin to guest star on Smosh, and then you guys get to decide who's the better Miss Frizzle.
Great idea. I didn't know Lily Tomlin did the voice for Miss Frizzle.
She did. Wow. And so when you're watching Grace and Frankie,
yeah,
that's Miss Frizzle right there, dude.
Whoa, that's wild.
Yeah, dude.
This next one, say it with me. Eat it or yeet it.
Wow, that was some people's first.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. It was a great... We literally just had an episode talking about that show, but it was a great new like project for Smosh that's been like successful.
This next one, I skipped over it on accident. Real Death Note, you know, the anime fans came through.
Yeah.
They watched that quite a lot. It has a ton of views. I think it hit some kind of like weird algorithmic thing too, because it kept getting recommended. It was like in our top 10 most viewed like of the past like 48 hours forever.
Would that have been able to be made at this point? Like, can you still say death in your...
That's what I was gonna ask.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really don't know.
One thing that's been really awesome about Smosh from both an insider and an outsider perspective is like how well, like if you consider the changes of internet like a wave, you have surfed everyone. Like you did the bikini photos, now they're not okay, and so you stopped it. But then you had things like death and violence in your thumbnail, and then you stopped it. Like you're always able to like get the new thing. Like, we can do that now, cool, and now we have to stop, cool. And you adapt. I like it.
Yeah.
We adapt.
I mean, adapt or die.
That's the t-shirt.
You have to.
That's, I don't know, that's Bear Grylls motto, right?
Oh, but I've never seen a bear.
It's so true in the real sense of the word. Like, adapt or die. Like, every time I still see people saying I miss the old Smosh or whatever, like, I think, like, literally humor is changing faster and faster every day, especially because of platforms like TikTok. Yeah. Vine changed comedic timing forever, like, influencing a lot of editing styles and...
Like, I mean, I think humor is the thing that ages the quickest.
Yeah. And people change. And I think it's good if you're not changing.
Well, it's like you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't, right? Like, Ian, if you still looked exactly like you did when you were 16 and you wore the same
freaking hot,
but you were wearing the same clothing from when you were 16 and making the exact same content when you were 16, you'd have people saying like, well, not only that, but like you'd have people saying like, look at him, like grow up, dude, it's been 15 years doing the exact same thing, come on, man. And now that you've changed, it's like, I miss the old thing. You're not gonna please everybody.
No.
Like, and in a way we still do a lot of the same things. Like a lot of our content has been a legacy, like the blanks in real life and things like
for
that.
Sure.
Like, whatever. Anyway, no need to get on a tangent.
Another one throwing it back to if blank were real, if horror movies were real.
Wow.
Which is a good one.
I'm trying to remember that one.
I don't think you. It was before your time.
Wow. Okay, so I'm thinking of every horror movie ever.
I think so.
Y'all have too many good videos. Too many videos. Can't remember.
Here's a funny one. And this is specifically this episode, part-timers ghost sex.
Of course.
I'm sorry, but I gotta say, like, you know, so we made this little series, mm-hmm. we made this limited series called Part-Timers, and we wanted to kill off a character. I think we killed her off in the best way that anyone's ever killed off a character, where she fell off a roof, and then you thought she was gonna be okay. And then she gets ran over by a car. But nice. Anyway, she comes back. She's the love interest of Noah. And she comes back in the next episode, the final episode. She comes back as a ghost and takes his virginity.
But it's how, like, hold on. It's how she gets to heaven.
Oh, that's, yeah, I don't know why, but that's how she gets to heaven.
Well, okay. Yeah, sure.
I think I saw some of that episode. I didn't watch a whole lot of Part-Timers, to be honest. I auditioned for one of the roles and didn't get
it. That's why you didn't watch it. You're bitter.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Yeah. But it was like kind of based off, like the whole thing was based off of the fact that you used to work at a Chuck E. Cheese, right? Yeah. And it was a similar thing. I think that's really cool.
And that was like pre-YouTube originals. Like we got... Like, it was financed by YouTube.
So no YouTube Red. It was just there before, right? Oh, it was YouTube Red.
No, it was before YouTube Red. Yeah. It was just an opportunity to create something cool. But it was, like, longer and, like, a fun little thing.
Nice.
Yeah. The first Smosh Summer Games.
Which one was that? Was that summer camp or
was
camp?
That was the Mobley House Beach House. Just at Santa Monica.
Yeah.
Like, we were just on Santa Monica. It was my birthday. Shane was there, but he was a ref. Because like he was so
It was his
new.
First week.
I think. Wow. He was so new that they were like, well.
We also had even teams. Yeah. So we didn't.
I want Smosh Summer Games to come back so bad. And I want to do it either at a beach, in a forest, for like a camp or something like that. Mm. When I joined, we started going like, the Smosh Summer Games, fucking lava. And you're like, yeah, it's 185 degrees in this location. It's been every Summer Games I've had. I really want to go to a beach.
Nope. Nope. We're gonna find the hottest place on earth.
You did. That was Barstow, California.
Springs. Oh, Barstow.
I think we can do better. I think we can do better next time. I think we could go hotter.
I think we wanted to do a cruise ship. We were hoping that some fan whose father owned a cruise line or something would be like, I like these kids. They seem fun.
Hi, I'm Trevor Royal Caribbean. And my father is Charles Royal Caribbean.
All right, we need to keep on track because we're taking way too much time.
Yeah, Ian,
do we not
want to
comment on them?
Slow.
Do you want to just blow through?
I don't know. Well, I only have like one left.
We have to make a pact that we're not going to comment on it for the sake of time.
Okay.
Just this one. We're not going to
do
it.
Oh, but I want to comment on this.
You can't. It's a part of the pact.
Fuck. Fuck, Ian. What is it?
It's the April Fool's video.
Okay, done.
Where we walked for an hour.
Oh, my God. I remember that one, and I thought it was so stupid.
I loved it. It was such... I mean, like, that's just right up my alley for comedy.
It was actually really genius because, like, it was an action movie in the beginning with Ryan Higa.
Yeah, we called it, like, Smosh... I think we called it something that was like our first movie or something like that. So it looked like a movie.
Yeah.
It was an hour long, but then we begin it like it's an action movie. Mm-hmm. Then we're like, okay, we got to go to this place. And we walk out of the house and we walk uninterrupted, zero cuts for an hour.
And you guys had like the camera on a cart or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a whole rig and everything. Yeah. We mapped out like where we were going to walk in the neighborhood so that we can loop back around to that. So basically halfway through the walk, one of us remembers that we forgot something at the house. So then we turn back around and then walk back to the house. Yeah.
That's ridiculous. I have seen that. Not the whole thing, obviously, but I've seen that.
Yeah.
What a way to dox your neighborhood.
At that point, people were already figured out where we lived.
At least it never got to like, Team 10 house level.
Dude. I'm scared to even take too much detailed like videos in my own home, like inside my house, because then I don't want people to be like, oh, that's the structure, right? Well, there are buildings that look like that in Los Angeles. No, he must live here. Like it's weird, man.
What was your first Smosh video?
Oh, I saw the Pokemon theme song. But the first one that I really like sat down and watched and was like, oh, this is a channel called Smosh. It was one of the first couple food battles or Boxman. It was one of those three, either Pokemon theme song, Boxman, or otherwise I wouldn't remember. But I was like, I must've been like 16, 15.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. What about yours?
I think I was like 12 or 13 when my friend showed me Dolls.
Dolls.
So yeah. Funny. That was one of our first videos. I immediately was like, who are these guys? I think I like had seen the theme song, but it wasn't like something that stuck out to me. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely like it was a format.
Mm.
Like music videos, but it's you.
Okay.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
The one I remember most is, and I don't remember which one this is from, maybe like Food Battle 2, but it was like, very good whale carcass.
Yeah.
Shut up. And so, yeah.
That was probably, I mean, that might have been the first Food Battle.
Okay.
Because every Food Battle we opened with like, that's very good.
Very good whale carcass.
Yeah. And then, yeah, we'd have some sort of like weird thing.
Well, whale carcass stuck with me.
Yeah, the whale carcass one is memorable. I don't remember any of the
ones. I
have
no idea what that's from. What else?
It's just a new shut up.
Well, guys, now we're going to get to the real meat.
Oh, man.
The conversation.
That was the appetizer. Psych.
So since it's been 15 years, we thought it'd be great to talk about. So because I've been here for 15 years, not y'all, I'm gonna let you know what I think were my top 15 Smosh moments.
Wow.
And Damien, Courtney, and Shane will then give their top 5 moments, which will then combine into 15 between the three of you. All right. Well, you know, I sort of wrote this chronologically. Do you think I should start? I'll start from the past and work my way up.
Yeah.
Top 15 Smosh moments. Number one.
So number 15, technically. Right?
15 I numbers.
Mean, depends how you want to count. Did I put 16 on here?
Oh my God, this podcast is over. We are 55 minutes Ian. No. Read your 15 things.
Okay, Ian so, Andrew Hecox.
All right, so while Smosh started on a website, it wasn't really like anything like what it is today. Then we made a MySpace, we made a couple of videos, that's fine. But the big moment was when we got our first video on the front page of YouTube.
Mm.
And then the second video on the front page of YouTube, which then was the Pokemon theme song, which then rocketed to the most viewed video of all time on YouTube at that time.
Wow.
So that's my number one,
which
is getting that video on the front page. Because once you got your video on the front page, that was like the only way to like really, really get discovered on YouTube. So that was a big old moment.
Nice.
All right. Number two. Becoming one of the first 10 channels to be monetized. So, So YouTube said, hit us up and they're like, hey, like we want you to be part of this thing we're calling the partnership program, where we're going to guarantee you a certain amount of money and then you have a chance to make more. Basically, we're just going to put ads on the, we're going to put an ad, like a little pop-up ad in the video.
Huh?
And
like those little lower thirds,
like you're watching Fox and it tells you like Family Guy Sundays
basically,
and
then,
but you could, it was like a little guy that came up and you can click X on it.
Cool. And we were like, gosh, like people are like, our viewers are gonna be so pissed that we're like putting ads on our videos. They're gonna be so pissed at this little pop-up. And they were
sell out.
But it's so funny because like nowadays, like we'll sit through 2 pre-rolls, unskippable pre-rolls, and then like 5 mid-rolls if you're watching a video that's like 20 minutes long.
Mm-hmm. See, that's the funny thing about the way the mindset has changed. I don't remember where I saw this, but it was like, if you were a band in the 90s and you were on like a commercial or something, people would be like, sellouts, you suck, like your music sucks because you're sellouts. Nowadays, like if you're a creator and you're doing a brand deal, people are like, yes, get paid it. By Denny's, get yes it. Queen, get that money, and you're like, that's
totally changed.
That's a flip.
It's like because they see you as a person now.
Yeah.
Not just this person who's like also it's a an movie star. And
Also, it's an aspirational thing. Like they want to be that, so they don't want to be hypocrites. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah,
I don't think every single viewer like wants to be a famous YouTuber sellout. But like I would say it's definitely more of an like the world is just getting more and more covered by advertisements like everywhere you go. Mm-hmm. But I think also at the same time, YouTubers are definitely being or just like high profile people are being seen more as people nowadays, and social media has a lot to do with it. But
so we got that money, which then allowed us to move out of our parents' house and into the Smosh house.
That's pretty cool.
It's the very first creator house. I just want to put it out there.
First type house was the Smosh house.
Yeah, that's right.
So when Courtney was talking about like, yeah, you guys pioneered new thumbnails, you're like, I don't want to claim that. No, but you're definitely like, this is the first house of creators ever.
No, it's not really though, because it was just like two guys living in
a house. Yeah, but I mean, then eventually had like five people sleeping there to make YouTube videos. So like literally, you're right.
It was two guys, but then also we were joined by Teleporting Fat Guy. So
Teleporting Fat Guy.
I remember Teleporting Fat Guy.
I've only seen a clip of it.
Oh man, Teleporting Fat Guy was great. Probably wouldn't fly these days.
So I'm saying.
Calling a guy fat guy. Okay, so Number four. Going to VidCon and meeting large amounts of viewers for the first time.
For the first time? What was your first VidCon?
The very first VidCon.
What year? What year was it? 2011? Don't roll your eyes at me. I'm five years old.
No, I'm falling asleep because I'm trying. It's overloading my brain. I'm trying to it's been so fucking long.
You have a phone in
2009,
your hand.
I think it was 2009.
Wow.
Because we've been to every single one. The VidCon before this one that didn't happen was the 10-year anniversary, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that was 2019. So
Yeah.
That was a really fun one. 2009. Wow. Which is like the first time, because we ran into viewers like on the street and stuff. But this is the first time where it was like YouTubers were getting together, meeting each other for the first time, and then like there being like, I think there was like 1,500 people there.
That's crazy.
Which was, insane at that time.
Yeah. Yeah. That's crazy.
So it was just such a weird experience.
I remember my first VidCon with you guys when I was just a little, I had the purple badge and like you guys were still doing signings, which feel like so outdated now.
Yeah.
And like people didn't know who we were. So they like we'd ask for just pictures with you guys, and I was like learning by watching you guys how you guys greeted fans and how you interacted with them, because like that was so new to me. Mm-hmm.
And you'd always tell people, she's like, "Fuck off."
Yeah, I thought that's what you're supposed
to do. Fuck off.
Don't make me get the hitting stick.
Inside joke. Yeah, I don't know. That was a cool first experience and trippy for sure.
Yeah, the first VidCon experience is always weird for people. Number five. Launching content from E&H, or as it is now known, Smosh Pit.
Yeah.
We wanted to start releasing more content. We were doing like stuff on just the Smosh main channel. We're like, oh, well, people were starting to make like second channels. I was like, well, I have this my channel, which I don't put anything on. I just use it as a user. And so we started uploading videos to there.
You had your Ian is bored. Like you were doing really weird stuff.
Well, that's what we started doing.
Yeah.
So we were like, what kind of videos can we make? And I was like, well, Anthony does all the editing for the main channel. So how about I make some of my own videos and edit those and call it Ian is bored.
You know what's crazy to me is I can't think of many other channels that have a second channel from that time that survived. Like I think about like Philip DeFranco, and he started like Bam Bam Kaboosh.
Well, Philip DeFranco started like a gajillion channels.
I know, but they've all gone away.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. And like Kasim, not Kasim, Ray William Johnson of Equals 3 had Your Favorite Martian.
Yeah.
That went away. Like all these things went away, and yet Smosh Pit, like Smosh, adapted and became
its own thing. Yeah, like Smosh Pit. Yeah, adapted.
It's incredible.
Multiple times.
But you had to.
Yeah.
Because we
launched with Ian is Bored. And then I think shortly after that, Lunchtime with Smosh, which is kind of like our like hang out with us kind of thing, because we never had a direct connection with our audience. So that was our first time of like, okay, you'll send questions and we'll answer them. Then we did Mail Time with Smosh. Then it became less of like Ian channel, more like us together.
And that's when did you name it Smosh second channel?
That's right, we call it Smosh second. We turned it into Smosh second channel, then to Smosh Pit. I'm an idiot. I don't remember. I think that was whenever YouTube, like, was, since we were in their good graces, I think we they were like, oh, like you can change the channel name. I don't remember. It's been a long time. Okay. Give me a break.
I won't. No. I'll never give you a break.
Okay. So yeah. So UNH, Smosh Second Channel, Smosh Pit. Number six, shooting the Legend of Zelda rap.
That one I almost like more than Assassin's Creed sometimes because that instrumental was fucking fire.
Oh yeah, the instrumental's good. The rapping, not so much. Because I was just like trying to find rhymes, like funny rhymes. Like I was more focused on trying to like tell a joke than to sing a good song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's still like a lot of the lyrics are really good. Like I'm trying to remember it.
There's
Lil Wayne references. Yeah, I remember. Okay,
Katy Perry, Lil Wayne references. Obviously, the one which I can't defend it. I mean, I could say like, okay, he's a villain, so he would like, but he says like L A N K more like L I N gay.
Yeah,
where it's like, well, he's like a villain.
Yeah,
like, of course he has like bad taste in like, you know, name calling.
That crossed my mind when I had watched it like in a later. Yeah. I was like, that's still in a way.
And we were also like kind of like, we were iffy about it then, but we were like, it's, I don't know, he's Ganondorf, he's an asshole.
Yeah. We just won't do that again.
Yeah, exactly. But shooting it though was just like we had never put so much money into a video before.
And it wasn't branded, right?
No, it wasn't branded. It was just kind of a gamble. We're like, okay, well, we might make some of this back in like album or song sales back when people would buy on songs on iTunes. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we'll just go for it. And I just remember thinking like, gosh, this is so cool. Like I got like this makeup done. We got this makeup art.
Didn't you get a horse at one point?
No.
There's no horse in that? There's Are you
no
sure?
horse. There's no horse. Never had a horse in a video.
That's Mandela effect. There's no horses.
There's a horse and carriage drive by in Assassin's Creed 3. The carriage was real, but the horse was fake, right? Wait.
I don't think there's a horse.
We never showed a horse. We just showed the carriage.
There's no such thing as horses.
Horse and carriage drive by, bullet in the chain. That was one of the sickest lines. Thanks, Ryan.
I could have sworn I remember.
No horse. There's no horse.
On a white horse.
Nope.
It's crazy.
You know what? While you're doing this, I'm going to pull it up silently and watch.
But we got this really great cosplay designer to create the outfit. She was also Zelda.
The Zelda wig from that video is Brianna Boho's wig.
What?
Yes.
Oh, Zelda. I was thinking Link.
No, yeah. I feel like that's Zelda's wig. And it's on its last legs, man.
There's no horse in that video.
Fucking A. Why am I crazy?
I'm watching right now. And if there's a horse.
Because you're a horse girl. You just imagine horses.
If there's
horses
a horse, we're going to fight.
It's so pretty. The graphics and like the lighting and everything is
yeah,
gorgeous.
The color was good.
The stream. And you guys put like the moon, that moon in the background.
Oh, that was
stuff.
That was an Anthony touch, I believe. Or maybe it was the stars.
That.
I don't remember. But
when you told me about it, it was the stars.
Yeah, there's the moon. Yeah, there it is.
We rented like a really good camera for it. It was our first time using like this sort of like small crane. There's no horse, trust me.
Ian, but, like, we're going to see if there's a horse. We're gonna see if there's a horse.
But yeah, I mean, like it was just a wild experience because we put like so much into it. Like I remember waking up at like 4 or 5 a.m. getting the ears put on me, and then we drove up to the mountains, like a 2-hour drive, in order to make it to this like beautiful like plains area in the mountains. Like we put a lot of effort into that video, and it paid off. Actually, it did really, really, really well.
You know how like songs do part twos sometimes, or like remixes to their own songs. Mm. What if we did like a Breath of the Wild remix and like had that same?
That'd be awesome.
Because I love that melody.
I did find a horse, by the way.
What if we did an updated version of that with Breath of the Wild? Because they're making a new Breath of the Wild.
I believe I found a horse.
Love that. I don't get it, but I love it.
It's Snoop Dogg in a Halloween costume. Sorry, but I'm listening. I think that's a good idea. And I'm going to double down. I think it'd be cool if we did a very minimalistic song style because that's what Breath of the Wild did. And so we could take those little like tinkly.
Well, the whole point of a remix or part two is like it's the same backbone of the song melody-wise.
You got it.
I think that's something really cool and it could still be topical since a new Breath of the Wild's coming out. I'm pitching it on here so that It's almost so that impossible to ignore.
Oh, no, it's deleted.
No, Kevin, be on my side. We were just talking about Breath of the Wild.
Number seven.
Yeah, damn, we're only through seven of Ian's.
Shooting Smosh the movie. Similar kind of vibes, just being on something that was so beyond what we ever did before. Mm-hmm. Just we never prepared for something that big. We never done something that big. And it was just, it was a very special moment. Connected to that, number eight. The Smosh the movie premiere, which you know, I'm sorry, Damien, still before your time, but that was flipping insane.
That was so trippy. Jenna Marbles came.
I mean, there's a whole bunch of influencers that came that were invited. But the big thing was like we had worked with Awesomeness to make that movie. They co-produced it.
And Shane and I worked with Awesomeness before Smosh.
Cool.
Before we joined Smosh. I mean, I'm just saying. Okay. Connecting I'm not able to dots. Contribute to most of this because it is before my time. So fuck me for saying the one thing that connected Ian. I'm just going to sit back here with my arms crossed and nod.
Thanks. Anyway, back to me.
Yes, no, back to you.
Sorry. That was mean.
No, it's okay. Leave it.
Yeah, so Awesomeness was like, dude, we got to make this thing huge. We got to have this big premiere to show this is like for real. And this is like a big deal. So I'm pretty sure they like bankrolled this just ridiculous premiere where they rented out this theater that
a lot of big premieres are at.
Yeah, we've gone to a bunch of premieres there.
We went to the Annabelle premiere was at that theater.
Oh, that one? Sure. Yeah. That's fancy. Sure.
Yeah, the Fox Theater in Westwood.
Oh, they spent money.
Yeah, they like closed down a road. They had a huge red carpet. They had like all this stuff. The theater was
They got a sponsorship too. Trolley.
Oh, it was like Trolley. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then like there was like 800 seats and we filled like half of them with fans.
It was awesome.
Dude, it was crazy. Oh,
you guys
we also
had nice suits on.
Yeah,
and Madame Tussauds. Had your wax figures there.
Yeah, we debuted the wax figures. It was a crazy day.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
I think that's awesome for you, dude.
And I mean, like, you know, whatever, regardless of everyone's feelings on the movie, like it was a very special moment. Okay, number nine. Selling Smosh, well, actually, this would have been before, but whatever. Selling Smosh to Defy. Again, regardless of people's opinions and whatever transpired, it did help us become what we are today. If we didn't make some kind of partnership like that, I don't see how we would have ever gotten this far. Mm-mm. So regardless of like what did transpire, they helped us a heck of a butt ton. I gotta give props where props are due. Well, we had sold to Alloy, then Alloy merged with Break to become Defy. Yeah,
sounds like it should have been the other way around. Because if you merge a bunch of metals, it becomes an Alloy.
Oh, shoot.
So that's they should have named and prepared that way. Sorry.
Damn, bro. I mean, you should go tell them.
I will. Do that, thank you.
Yeah, I mean that was a huge moment for us, like being able to grow this thing that was like, you know, two guys just two guys
literally having a good time. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But we were working ourselves to death. Mm-hmm. Like what we were doing was not sustainable. Like we worked like 12, 14 hour days every single day.
Damn.
And did a lot of the work. And without the sort of support that Defy allowed us to get, I would have burnt out a long time ago. So big props, even though, you know, some of your decisions I don't agree with, Defy. Rest in peace.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Number 10.
10.
10.
Number 10. Smosh Games.
The launching of it?
The launching of Smosh Games, yeah.
Because you all merged with Clever, right? Or was that, it was Clever Gaming first?
Like people from Clever Gaming came over into Smosh Games.
Exactly, yeah. Cool. So we created Smosh Games when Alloy acquired us. Alloy also owned this thing called Clever. Part of Clever was this thing called Clever Games, which we took a couple of those people and merged them with ourselves and Mari. We created Smosh Games because gaming was a thing that was growing. And sure. The whole reason for us starting a games channel was a couple times on Lunchtime with Smosher, Ian is bored. We got like a Sims brand deal and we played Sims on our second channel.
That's pretty cool.
And it blew up. Like people loved it. And they're like, play more video games, play more Sims. And we were like, well, this isn't really a gaming channel. Smosh Games. So that's what we did. And Smosh Games lives on.
And it kind of was the first, I mean, Mari was, but the first era of hiring new talent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Mari was the first one when we hired her on for like almost first like the Smosh second, the second iteration of our second channel with Smosh Pit Weekly. And then we were like, well, Mari, do you play video games? And she was like, I like video games. We're like, good enough. And then somewhat connected, number 11, Smosh Summer Games.
Well, number 11.
Yeah. Just like great times. It was originally created as a way to bring Smosh Games and regular Smosh talent together.
Yeah, this was after you'd hired 5 new people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. It was after, yeah, we hired y'all and we were working on opposite sides of the building and we weren't really like, there wasn't a lot of collaboration between the two channels.
Yeah, we tried to. We had like organized collab shoots. So like we would pop into each other's videos occasionally.
Yeah.
But yeah, we never saw each other, never spoke to each other. It really was just like a big bonding exercise
for us. Yeah, it really was. I remember there was like something with like you guys sitting on a hammock at the beach house.
That was camp.
At the beach. At the beach house. There was like somebody like you or maybe it was like Shane. I don't know. It was just, oh, it was like Joe. I'm just saying names now.
Wait, what happened with this hammock? I don't
know. No, it was just cute.
It was
a
bad thing.
Oh, well, not that.
Yeah.
When, who was it? Lasercorn? He like rocked.
That was camp.
Yeah, that was camp. But that was the
we
hammock
bad,
where, they, where the
hammock,
hammock broke. The hammock broke and then like almost broke their butts.
Yeah.
But no, this is just like, I think I have like an old video or old picture of it. And I was like, oh, came across. I was like, oh. It was like just a couple of you guys just like arms over each other, just like looking at the sunset.
Oh, that's like a pic that we all sat. Are we sitting on a hammock?
I don't know.
I think it was like maybe a swing. Like a
I think there was
swing.
A horse. I think there was a horse. Pretty sure there was a horse.
We got to get to the bottom of this. I got to figure this out.
Now I need to put a horse in the Smosh video.
I don't think we have ever we did.
I wanted one for Red. We were going to do a Red Dead music video and I wanted one.
Yeah.
I was dead right. Set on it.
One day your horse girl dreams will come true, Courtney. I promise. Sure. For that, I promise you.
Dude, why didn't we do every horse girl ever? Or did we?
I'm not like other horse girls, okay?
Yeah, I know. It's because you're totally different from the horse girl.
Smosh Summer Games, I mean, it started as a bonding exercise and it just like, it. We really just, I think we made some really great content.
It became the ultimate success of the Smosh brand. Mm. Like, honestly, we were always... Like that was the kind of the thing that we looked forward to.
It was
every
like a big
year.
Like tentpole event.
Yeah, and every year, like the fan base was super excited every year too. Mm-hmm. Like it became a legacy, I think.
Yeah, the teams and like everyone got to
it
root for somebody.
It started so small.
This sounds like a sad top moment, but it is. This is also like memorable. No, fuck it. It's a top moment. Anthony leaving and find. Hold on. Anthony leaving and finding his own thing.
Okay.
So it's a top moment.
I'd say so because we're not just doing favorites here. It's like defining moments of Smosh. Anthony leaving Smosh, even from my perspective as a newbie at that time, because that was right after I joined. It's a huge deal.
Yeah.
Colossal. And people still are like, where's Anthony? Some people do it as a meme, but other people are
a
like,
lot of people do it as a meme.
Still, yeah.
It was a good moment for him, but it's also a good moment for us because it did force us to, well, we had a lot of things that we wanted to change on Smosh and that we wanted to evolve and this gave us that chance. Mm-hmm. It was a big moment for everybody.
And it is really cool seeing what Anthony's doing now. He's got a clear path on like what his content is, and it's really exciting to see him do it too. Like it was, I think it was for the betterment of everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. Number 13. Smosh getting rescued by Mythical.
Unreal. That, like, that, I remember hearing that. Because I was like, I remember I was pretty mad at you because I was like, I don't know what's going on. Because like we didn't know what was going on. We've talked about it on the pod. We're like, you didn't want to bear any news to get people's hopes up. But also it was like really scary just like not knowing at all. I remember I was in Utah when you called me in the snow and when you told me that Mythical was possibly going to buy us.
Yeah.
That blew my mind because obviously we've watched lots of Mythical back in the day, Rhett and Link. Like I was watching Rhett and Link in the era where they were doing like they had the balloon video and the pillow video and the zebra dance video. Like that was when I was
back
watching
in, like,
Rhett and Link. Fun story fact.
Fun story.
And years ago, when my family was going to a Maroon 5 concert. We were driving through LA. I was very unfamiliar with LA, but we were driving through the street. And we see Rhett and Link standing at the curb about to cross the street. Me and my sister rolled down our windows. We're like, we didn't know what to say, but we were like, hey!
Yeah.
And they didn't, out of the good, they saw
They're
us.
So tall, the sound waves didn't reach them.
Yeah, the sound waves didn't reach them. But that was my first time seeing a YouTuber in real life, was Rhett and Link standing on a curb.
And you're definitely like the biggest, like,
well, it's
you like Good Mythical Morning.
I really like Good Mythical Morning, but I didn't. I had seen their stuff back in the day, but when I really started watching them was with when Defy shut down and I was home alone a lot and I was like, well, I need to find a source of revenue. And I started streaming because I was like, I'm bored. I want to make something that's mine. Yeah. So I started streaming and I would do that at night. And then during the day, I would just go on YouTube and just watch Rhett and Link and just marathon it. And so that I only really started watching them at that time.
That's
so for
crazy.
Months, it was just Rhett and Link. And then for you to, of all things, say like, yeah, it's potential that we're going to be purchased by Good Mythical Morning. I was like,
that's
what is
so
this, man? Did
weird.
I die 10 years
so
ago
perfect.
And I'm stuck in a simulation? Like,
that's
this is
so
crazy.
Weird. That whole time was so crazy. And I know that like when I was trying to like figure it out and get it all together, I couldn't really tell you guys that much. And I know that at that time that seemed like I was being really secretive for nefarious reasons, but it's like honestly, I couldn't tell you guys.
Naughty, you teasing me.
I know.
TikToker friends.
Oh, okay.
What are you, 32 or something?
Yeah. Almost 33.
Oh, God.
14.
Number 14. This one's, I mean, it's a top moment because I'll never live it down. Do you have any guesses?
I do. Two truths and a lie.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
The two truths, one lie with Pam.
Oh, my God.
It'll never not elicit a physical reaction from
me.
I've never unintentionally hurt somebody more than that. So that goes down as like one of the, I mean, like, man, we should have won a Streamy for that episode. That nobody's created drama better than that.
Well, people do it on purpose because I've seen a lot of TikToks where they like make fun of things or like, I've seen a lot of TikToks where like pranks go way too far and it's always like a boyfriend and a girlfriend being like, baby, I cheated on you, baby, we should break up. And I'm like, that's shitty in the first place, but you did it by accident.
Yep.
Did it by accident. It's also
sprayed
the most,
her with water.
That was the most
in her worst moment. Sorry.
Dude, yeah. Cause I was like, oh man, I felt right there with her.
And you guys were there to witness
but
it.
Shane, that was the most angry I've ever seen Shane in a video, because that's the point where he yells, he's like, What is going on? Because like we really thought there was a weird fucked up version of this universe where this was how you were doing it and you thought it was good because you were being honest or something.
Well, because sometimes you can take a joke a little far. Like, yeah, every once in a while we've all done it. But like there is a world where
a version of Ian might have been
saying
that this would have been you being honest or something. But yeah, it was just
big
a scary alternate reality. But yeah.
Glad we're past that.
Glad we're past that. And Pam, I think, is doing well.
Yeah. I think so. We still chat. I started playing Final Fantasy 14, so we started talking about that.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Final, so capping it off,
Numb in one five.
That's how we say number now.
Numb in one five.
I'm gonna get a numb.
My number one. Gonna go to James.
Gonna go to McDonald's. Can I get a yum yum one?
Ew, no.
Numb in one.
Okay, what is it?
Large McDonald.
Smosh joins Twitch.
Whoa.
Big moment, man. This is like the first like big crazy content change that we've done in a long time. It's a big move, like a big change from what we've ever done. I've realized that I have a lot of fun on it. I didn't know what exactly was going to happen, but it was just like, let's try this, and I'm enjoying it. And I think we have a good team behind us, and I think we're making some really, really fun stuff.
I agree.
Agreed. Sorry, I was altering my top five list.
Oh. So that does it for my top 15 Smosh moments.
Top of the Tobin. Smosh Tobin.
Topher Grace.
Topher Grace foot lettuce.
Soda.
So.
All right, well, if you guys want to bring Shane into this, he is standing by ready on that Zoom call. Shane is here.
You mean from Shane and Top Goldman.
We're going to call in the Shane Goldberg Top. He had to legally change his middle name to Goldberg. All right, so that was my top 15 Smosh moments. But now I'm going to hear from you little turds. What were your top five moments? And to get them, I got this one and only Shane Goldberg Top here. He's calling in from his own domicile.
He is quarantining because of the Goldberg. Say hey, Shania.
Hello, Angel.
Hi, Charles.
Hi, Charles.
I'm Lucy Liu now.
Guys, I'm calling you live from my toilet seat.
Dude, nice.
I'm Drew Barrymore.
I am Cameron Diaz.
So who wants to, do you guys want to go?
You guys doing all right?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yep.
Oh, no, I asked if you guys are doing all right.
Oh, we're doing good, man.
We're doing good.
Yeah.
So how would you guys like to do this? Would you like to each say all five of your things, or would you like to go around?
Finity was saying we do all five.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it might be easier because Shane's in a little metal box.
That makes sense. And now you're the princess.
Because everybody else has more perspective than I do and have been here longer, may I go, since mine will be a little more bare bones?
Please.
My perspective on the Smosh stuff is I watched them as a teenager, fell off for a long time, became aware of them again when Shane joined, and then now I'm a part of it. Mine will be a little bit more of a smattering, and I viewed it as most important defining things that happen, not necessarily favorite, because there's some rough ones too. So I think the biggest one right off the bat, Pokemon song getting front page access. I mean, it introduced me to y'all. I think it major mark in history.
Yeah, that's a weird mark. That's a weird mark.
What about the one that's Matt's brother?
That's what my dermatologist said.
Hey, my dermatologist.
But it's a format that is still relevant. So it's kind of cool in a way, you know? People are still lip-syncing the music.
That's crazy, man.
It's darn cool.
It's crazy.
The addition of new cast members was another huge defining moment because that's when you guys added longevity to the channel, not just two young men doing their thing, which has a time limit if you're just by yourselves. Now you have more people and you've turned yourself into this comedy brand and there's more people that can come in and
bringing in more voices. Different perspectives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm just fucking suburban
one lane Jane
white boy.
That's why I call you behind your back, you
suburban white boy.
Suburban white boy, but I'm also yelling it at the mirror. That to me was huge, and it's a big step too for y'all to be able to like take something that was just yours and be like, you know what, it's time to do it and do it right. So I also think the introduction of the every blank ever format really made a mark. It's how things got both. It was both comfortable for the past couple years of doing that, but also pushed the envelope. Like, it was getting a lot of views and allowed us to explore different spaces. You know, can we mess with brands? Can we mess with these celebrities? Like, what are we doing? And that's how I came to know modern Smosh.
Yeah, it was the first videos to not have the shut up intro.
That's right.
People were shook.
Yeah, we were trying to phase the shut up out. And that was a good like starting point, I think. I forgot about that.
How come you wanted to face it out?
Because it was old. It was old and overplayed, and it just like, do we really want to like, also having to come up with like a different thing to say to shut up after that long was a little annoying. But it was also just like, we had been doing it since 2006, I think. It was time to just move on. Not do it.
Yeah.
You know?
I put the Defy shutdown / the Mythical acquisition all as one, because I sort of view it as one event in history.
Yeah.
I mean, the Defy shutdown was crazy. I know we've gone into it on the podcast multiple times, but like, you know, I tend to join things later in their life, you know? And it's just sort of a pattern I've had like in my 20s, like where.
So random
and this. And there was another channel I joined for a minute very briefly before this that was trying to do what y'all did and add new members to their comedy brand. I joined that. And then after one sketch, the audience was like, we miss the old people. And they didn't even tell us that we weren't going to be coming back. So the next video they uploaded was like, we heard you and they're coming back with just the normal dudes.
Oh, I'm
like,
my God.
Guess I'm fired. So I always join things at the end. So when the Defy shutdown happened, I was like, yeah, this tracks. This makes sense. And so it refreshed my outlook on life to have Mythical purchase everything and actually, you know, give us creative autonomy and have, you know, be brought back, because I was exclusively games before that. And I really wanted to, I'm like, now that we're not held down by Defy, can I do sketch? So like, it was all just, such a cool.
And this is the perfect time to mention, next week, Anthony's coming back and we're getting rid of everybody.
Oh my God, don't do this.
I mean, dude, at this point, we're too powerful. We'll start our own channel. Shane, Courtney, me, we'll grab everybody. We'll do it. All right. Big thing number four for me was the Smosh West Coast Tour.
Mm.
Yes, sir.
I mean, that was a thing that other creators have done, but for us to like do live content, which we had not done before at that point, other than Smosh Live, but like in front of a large audience, tour bus every night, like that's an experience I'll never forget. It was exhausting. It physically exhausted me to the point where I was like, I can't do this any longer, but I had so much fun.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Yeah, it was a huge learning experience. Like, I don't know how much we've actually talked about like what the road was like and stuff, but it was definitely like I learned a lot as a woman on tour, like what it's like to do your skincare routine or your makeup by yourself on a tour like that. Like, it was definitely. That was an interesting experience. And then like us learning that it's hard to do Try Not to Laugh every night, and either like we struggled between new bits and keeping the bits that worked because we are not improv professionals, but we did what we could.
Everyone did a great job. Shane, do you have anything to say about that?
Yeah, we did that in 2015, right? It feels like basically, it was 5
that's
years
funny.
Ago.
It's so funny. We were joking on stage. We made a couple jokes about like, oh, there's like a pandemic starting, so we gotta like, you know, be careful, bro.
I don't remember us saying that early.
Was that during Smosh Tour or was that during Smosh Australia?
No, I made a joke about it on the tour.
Wow, man.
I don't remember it on the tour. I do remember it in Australia.
That means you were also warned in January.
Yeah, I was there. I was there with the president. We all knew in January.
Oh my God.
And then my Numb in five is from Australia. Because I think, you know, people have been asking us for years, like, come to England, come do this. And we've done conventions as a group, and it's always a wonderful, fun experience. Going on the road to do conventions is like one of my favorite parts of this job. I miss doing little random travel things where it's like, over the weekend, you're going to this convention, you're going to be in Boston for a couple days. Cool. Like, I love that stuff. I love seeing new places. Yeah. But for us as a group to go, like, as a company to Australia with a charity aspect involved, like,
that was awesome.
Because there was, right? There was charity aspect for Australia. Yeah, for the shirts, for the fires.
Yeah, that was
its own thing.
Yeah.
But we also happened to be going out there. But there was that aspect for sure.
But it was just so cool to me. Like, that to me is a sign of, like, making it. Like, not only are you just being dispatched to a couple conventions here and there, you're traveling internationally to do it. And people also, are there to see you. Like,
all expenses paid, baby.
I mean, that was cool, too. Yeah, I finally got paid for work instead of having to pay you guys to let me chill here. So
yeah, that was pretty great.
That was nice. Yeah. Thank you, Finnerty. And those are my top five from a very limited perspective.
Very yeah. nice.
Thanks for having me here. I've never been happier.
Very nice. I well, would say gosh. Shane can go right ahead.
Damien's going to hate this news later when everyone gets replaced.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it makes sense.
It's like SNL.
That's true. I will be the Kenan Thompson staying around longer than you'd expect.
Can you?
Yeah, I can half smile through every sketch.
Shane, do you want to go next?
Yeah, I can go next. I was thinking about the ones that came to mind, and these are the five that like really just stand out. I think about these moments a lot. First one, and a lot of these are yes. obvious, but the first one is obviously every summer and winter games that we ever did. It's just insane. It's insane that we got to do those and get to do those. We obviously want to do more. Every single time we did them, even in the like tough moments, because there was always a tough moment every single summer winter games because it's so much work, but it was just so ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And it was so fun to get together and be literally just doing a reality competition show for a week.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It really truly is not a job. Those were kind of like week-long parties. And
very much so.
They're so much fun, every single one of them. Even the ones that, like I said, even if the weather was hot or miserable and we were filming nonstop, it was still, I look back and they were a blast.
Yeah,
except for we blew it. We can all agree that one.
Even that,
even then, I look back and it had really fun moments. Now
that's true. That bouncy
added to it. But yeah. I don't look back on that and go, that was a miserable experience. I look back and I'm like, that was really fun. It was just different. It was just crazy. Like
that's true. Damien discovered the extent of his hive rash.
Oh, dude, yeah, that one, I will gladly say that sucked. But that was just for me. That yeah. wasn't anybody. Yeah,
who was the person that bounced on that bouncy thing like super hard and like landed with their face?
Wasn't that me?
Was it Jovan?
No, they showed was a lot you? Of fails. I got epic fail of the year for doing that bounce thing.
Ari also got kind of messed up, I think, from the GoPro hitting her face.
Oh.
Wait, was that?
I also had an asthma attack / panic attack in one of those balls, too. That was actually a very bad couple of days for me, I'll be honest. But all the other summer and winter games were awesome.
Oh, when we were all in those balls, that was ridiculous. That was like, I remember almost everybody gassed out like halfway through the competition.
And just, like, people all the just balls gave were just up. Like rolling around in their own corners.
I'm like waving down, people being like, I can't breathe, like waving down. And then people are seeing me like, just like, hey, buddy. And I was like, this is how I fucking die. Like people are just like, what's up, dude?
You know what? There were some good competitions in there. I enjoyed that one.
Yeah, I think
one.
They thought you wanted the camera.
Oh, totally. In theory, it all makes sense. I just selfishly, those couple days were like, but
I will say, cool. Like it's like Shane said, like even in those bad times, like mm-hmm. when it's too hot or too cold after jumping in the snow in our swimsuits straight out of a hot tub, like, we are suffering together, mm-hmm. and at the end of the day, even though things like we blew it, like that was the last one at Defy and the first one at Defy, we didn't sleep in the same house. It was cool too when those shoots were over, kind of hang out together, and like that was kind of what made me love this job so much, mm-hmm. was those quality times.
The big fam all coming together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm. How you feeling, Shane? What's your four?
Number four. Now these are all kind of, I don't really have these ranked. It's tough to rank them because
I don't think we
did. Now I'd say I'm gonna go with number four being, you know what? I'm gonna go with Smosh Live. I have to shout it out again. That
yeah. Oh damn. Yeah.
Smosh Live is just ridiculous as well. Like Summer Games and Smosh Live, they just have no business having ever like. It's crazy that we get to do them. And there's a lot. Our job is really tough. A lot of weeks. There's a lot of times where you're going to work and it feels like it's work, even though it's what we love to do. But those experiences when we were actually doing them. It is you get to do those things, and Smosh Live, although Smosh Live was a ton of work, I mean it was a month of preparation, the actual day of doing it was so insane. It just felt like something different.
It was a total accomplishment. The fact that we, like, I remember the moment, like, after it was after dress rehearsal, it was the final performance and the applause, like, it was ending. We did the final joke and Joe was right there next to the camera just being like, you did it. Like, with this thumbs up, just like, you fucking did it.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, the Hangman sketch, like, there, that moment that obviously, like, gets played a lot when I'm sitting there kind of pausing, I really think I was sitting there kind of thinking about what was happening in that moment. I was kind of like, holy crap, we're doing this. And this is crazy.
And also, like, big props to the production company that handled that whole live show.
That shit was profesh.
Yeah, because it was a big sponsored brand deal that Defy snagged, and a lot of money went into the company that handled the whole live production, and they pulled it off almost perfectly. Like, there was not a single thing wrong with it, except for the credits where they wrote smoosh.
That happened on tour too.
Yeah, Smoosh Live. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Amazing. Sorry, I shouldn't continue.
It was just so much fun, and you know, Damien, I think you get the feeling. It felt very similar to when we did our live recordings on So Random. It's cool. It's just, you know, getting in front of a live audience and doing it is so much more nerve wracking. But once it's done, you feel so alive. Like, you just feel like such a rush from it, and. It's really a blast, and that was, and I would say tour had that vibe as well, but Smosh Live was just the first time, and it was so early on in this job for me. I mean, I hadn't even been here a year, so it was just crazy for us to be doing something like that so quickly. But
hell yeah!
But I love it, and I think all the sketches from it really. Number three, I would go with I think this is a really cool moment was just the inception and creation of the Damien and Shane show.
Because
years prior, before I even joined Smosh, Damien and I talked about, like, doing a YouTube channel and playing video games or whatever. And, you know, it just never really panned out. It's really tough to start a YouTube channel. And when you joined Smosh, we couldn't, and that's just how it goes.
Like,
of course, you had an awesome opportunity. Even before I was on Smosh, it was just a thing that we talked about, but we knew it was, like, such a serious undertaking. And without any platform to begin with, we'd have to start from scratch. And that's so hard to do. Props to people who do it. But as everyone knows, it takes years. And we weren't in a place where we felt like we could do it. We didn't think it was possible. But it was something we dreamed about. And we're like, that would be so cool. And then, you know, suddenly, years later, we were doing it. And it just kind of, like... It was like, holy crap, we did it. And you know, the show didn't last forever. But also, at this point, it's kind of like there's a, you know, with so many episodes on Pit and Games that kind of end up becoming like a Shane and Damien show. So it's like, it does live on. And it's just a very cool thing. It's one of those things where you look back and you go, oh, at one point I thought this was impossible. And now here I am doing it.
Dude, that means so much. Thank you.
Yeah, so it was really just a cool thing.
Two bros broing it out.
Just two bros broing it out. Then I'm going to go to my fourth pick, which is, as you guys mentioned, Courtney was Shane
on Damien Shane Show.
the fourth one is the shutdown, which I think is about roughly 2 years ago when it looked like Smosh was going to go away. And we all essentially lost this job for several months. And the reason it actually stands out now as special was because it is so easy to take things for granted. And we obviously were at a point, especially back in those times, things were very stressful. And I think I definitely took this job for granted a lot. And then when it went away, it was only then that I realized how special this was and how much of a family we all were. And a lot of those people that left or that, you know, lost their jobs in the shutdown, they moved on to other jobs, and, you know, it's sad to see them go, but they're also a lot of them are doing great things now. But I realized just how great of a thing it was and is, and obviously when it came back and we've rebuilt and we're back to where that is, I'd say even growing beyond that now, but you kind of do have to lose things sometimes in order to realize how special they are. And I think it really made me grateful for this job to lose it for a couple months, because I think otherwise it was just this thing that I had and was working on for years, and it's easy to forget. And so it serves as a reminder for me about how special this whole thing is.
Yeah, that shutdown definitely was like a lull kind of in life in general. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it was definitely a moment where we realized how much this was a huge part of our lives, because it's not a job. It's literally an entire lifestyle. And you do have an entirely new family that all of a sudden we didn't have a place where we were all together anymore. Some people had no choice but to move on. Others just wanted to try something new. And like, that was a moment in time where I was realizing a lot about myself, about my life. That was when I had Django, and I realized I couldn't be a dog parent anymore. It was a huge check-in moment.
Mm-hmm. Selfishly, it was special for me because I did start streaming on Twitch, and it was the first thing I'd ever done that was my own. That was like sort of what mm-hmm. Shane and I had talked about previously. Like, you can just sit home and do this thing. And mm-hmm. and I actually found some success there. And it was a big like eye-opener, being like, if something were to go away, I would not crumble.
Right.
Like, I could actually do something, anything.
It's funny because like, I think during the shutdown, because I was so focused and so busy on getting it back mm-hmm. that I don't feel like I had a sort of crisis moment until it came back. And then I was like, oh shit, like I have this new responsibility mm-hmm. and what am I supposed to do? So I feel like my crisis moment actually happened once we actually came back. I never really had a chance to really sort of just like
stop and reflect.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't have any time to reflect because it was just like, okay, well, I don't think it's going to be gone forever. I think I need to just try to work on getting this thing back.
Yeah. And that energy was what it needed.
Yeah.
That was necessary. Mm.
But that's really interesting, Shane. Okay. Yeah. So that's your fourth?
Yeah. And then my fifth is a very, very strange throw out. But I was thinking about it, and I just think it is a very special moment that is very forgotten. But it's more special, I think, for us as the cast than it is as the viewers. It's a very old, forgotten video. I don't think it ever did that well. But basically, there was a time, this is back, I want to say this was maybe late 2015 or early 2016. And the entire cast, Ian, Anthony, and the squad were in Sacramento. We were staying in the Smosh house at the time. And there was a night where we were all just kind of hanging out, talking. And we realized one of the air mattresses that one of us slept on was kind of deflated. But it allowed for one person to lay on the air mattress and someone else to jump on the other side of the air mattress and launch that person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we just started to just launch each other on this and see who could get the most air. And we were just having a blast. And then eventually, I think it was Ian who was like, should we just get the camera out and film and record this? And we did. And we made a vlog just very like, naturally. It wasn't planned out. Wow. It wasn't
like a thing. And I think for me, it was kind of like a window into, you know, what probably Smosh started off as, was Ian and Anthony just having fun and being like, let's record this. And, you know, it's one of those rare times where I felt like we kind of transported back in time. And we all just did that for that moment.
Oh,
and obviously it's hard to do that on a regular basis when
sure.
this is a whole operation. We have so many people who are employed here, who mm-hmm. rely on this job. We have to keep it moving. We have to keep planning. We have to think things through. We can't just do things on a whim all the time. And we still do. It's not like we don't. But in that moment, it just so came from like spur of the moment.
Hell yeah.
And it was just so funny. And it was just cool. It was just like a moment where I feel like old Smosh and the modern Smosh overlapped for a second.
That's sick.
That's so true. Like that was a spontaneous moment where we were all legitimately laughing together, and there's no like producers and tons of cameras around like we normally do, and it's normally like how we prefer to do it. But like, yeah, that was kind of the start of it in a way. Like a lot of, then we had many videos kind of after that that were almost similar in a way, of us not so much spontaneous, but us being able to loosely just have fun together.
Mm-hmm. I think it is like a window in because we do get along when the camera's not on. But people don't ever usually see that. Mm-hmm. Like they only see the videos that we have planned out. So yeah, that's very interesting, Shane, because that probably is one of those moments where we were honestly just hanging out and having a good time, and we just decided to record it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas normally it's planned.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting.
And anyone who goes back and watches that video, I think what separates it is when we were recording it, we weren't necessarily planning on posting it.
Like, yeah, we're like, I don't know.
We're like, let's see, this might work, but it wasn't the intention as we were filming. It was not, we got to make this a good video. So it really is just genuinely kind of like a home video that's posted on Spotify.
That's wild. I got to watch that.
Slow-mo jump. Is that it? Slow-mo jump?
I don't know.
I can't see. What's the thumbnail?
Well, shoot. It's this.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
That's the weirdest thumbnail too. You can't tell what's going on.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm gonna have to watch that. That sounds
That one got me in my gut, capsule. Shane. That was like a really good memory to bring back because like that was a very like simple moment.
Mm-hmm.
That was bigger than I realized.
Nice. That's a good numb five, Shane.
That's a good numb five. Well, thank you, Shane. Corny? Crunchy? Crunchy time?
All right.
Gungo?
Some of mine are similar to you guys, I'm going to try and be unique. Try to be different. But also, a couple of these are a little self-serving, so I'm sorry.
I mean, we all did.
They
that.
Are things that are like I'm personally like proud of that we
They're
did.
They're top five to you.
They're top five to me, and also like I think that they were very progressive for the Smosh brand. Mm-hmm. I will bring up Smosh-stralia. Like that was my first time being in another continent, and spending a ton of time in another country. I'd only ever been to like Mexico, and that was an incredible experience. Like being with you guys. And then
just
tour.
The freedom too of just like we kind of like split off and did like our own things with the different groups and we meet back up for lunch.
It really was like 50-50 work and play too. Yeah. Like I really hope we go and do another Supernova one day.
That'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 20% work, 80% play.
I would say it was more like 60-40.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, sure.
Because we had like the meet and greet in the middle.
That's true.
And the vlogs.
Yeah, because we also had it was, you know, when it was pitched, and I love it either way, but when it was pitched to us, it was like, you know, guys, we're just going to have a couple meet and greets, and then we have like a full week in Australia. And then it became like every day where it's like, well, today we're going here to film this video, and we need to do move here to prep for this, and we need to catch this flight to get here. So it was a lot of work, but it was fun as hell.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to co-opt your top five.
No, it's okay.
Stop it.
Okay, I'm gonna take a step back and go to the shutdown again. But I'm going to bring up the Fiat Jack in the Box vlog.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Which I still think we need to do more of.
I think that stuff was great. This one's important to me specifically because it was us coming together. I'm sorry, Damien, you weren't there.
No, it's okay.
But it was something we all came together to do because we wanted to do fun content, and it was something that I filmed and I edited myself and created the thumbnail for, and that was very new and cool to experience because, like, you know, I back in the day used to make my own YouTube videos before Smosh, and then I did it more during Smosh. It was just like a really fun, everyone was just being silly and themselves and like eating food, and it did really well. So that was really cool.
I remember having to figure out how to upload videos again because it had been like 8 years since I had to upload a video myself.
I'm jumping even back further
is this
now. Sorry.
Three?
I'm very, this is like very, yeah. Is this number three?
Numb
yes.
Number three.
This one is way back in the past. I'm all over the place again. I'm sorry. This was seriously super stupid sleepover.
Yeah. Mm.
It was my first time hosting a show ever. And it was something that I got thrown into that was originally going to be just Olivia's show.
Oh.
And Olivia was this girl that I met randomly on a day where I was friends with Viners, and I invited them all to come to this like prop warehouse that I was like friends with the owner, and she was there, and I was super intimidated by how pretty she was, and she ended up being this like, then like in that week she had us all sit down. She's like, guys, I'm auditioning for this channel called Smosh. I don't know, like, I have these character pitches, but like I have no idea what I'm doing. And like we all sat there, and she was being Olivia. And it was so funny where like she was so not sure of what she was doing, but it felt like intentional. And it was so funny. We're like, Olivia, just do that. Like, just do that. You're gonna get it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, months later, she asked me if I wanted to put together a comedy reel for you guys. And then, you know, another month later, I'm sitting with her doing this show that eventually we leveled up to do Whoa Nature Show. But like her and I went through a lot together. Like we went through a lot, you know, like it was like not an easy process sleepover. It was like really hard. I think as female hosts or like just being female talent, you learn how to deal with a lot or learn what's a good experience and a negative experience. But like we needed each other and we worked really hard together, and it wasn't easy. It was really fun, and I learned a lot. Like, and we had so many guests on that show that like some of them are even huger now, or like have had lots of controversies and et cetera.
I know, like, we never put out the Jake Paul episode, did we?
But we did do a video where we reacted to it and talked about it.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, wow. That was like around the Team 10 era when we were like, geez.
Yeah.
Damn.
And then Logan Paul and Amanda Cerny had an episode together.
Yep.
Yeah, it was a wild time. And like, you know, and then eventually we hosted another show together, the Whoa Nature Show, which basically felt like the production value felt like a TLZ show. TLC show.
TLZ.
TLZ. So that's why Sleepover is a big chunk for me, because it was like my worlds kind of came together. Me loving Smosh, me meeting this friend from Vine. I loved YouTube. And then number four, I'm going to go with Girls Are Gross. Because that was the first female centric music video that Smosh ever did. Like, that's a dream that I've had in my back pocket for a long time, is like, I love music videos. I've always wanted to make them. And like, I had pitched Girls Are Gross, or like the concept of it, back at Defy. And like, it just kind of didn't seem like anybody was excited about it. Kept it in my pocket for a long time, and then pitched it again years later. And like, it got picked up like that. And then like, everybody worked so hard on it. I think it was a big moment for me. And like, okay, the female talent are like we're here. Like, this is us. We're like, so yeah, I'm really proud of the girls that got to be a part of that. And like, Monica helped co-direct it, and she obviously helped write the song with Finnerty. That was a big moment for me. And I also helped design that merch for it that got donated to Weave, women's shelters.
Yep.
So that was really cool.
I think it was also like, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I mean, it was also, I'm assuming, a pretty big learning experience, because that song went through a lot of like work, right? And you were there for, you know, all the steps and the changes and everything. And I mean, do you feel like you kind of learn more about the process, like when you're making that song, or like?
I mean, I had no experience, so obviously I learned quite a lot. But I mean, it wasn't like shocking to me that the music, you know, there was a lot of hands on it. Like, I wasn't really expecting to have like a ton of say in the final product, but it turned out great. And like, I pretty much had full reign on creating the vocals. Like, because, you know, we had the lyrics and everything, but I recorded the demo at my apartment at 9:00 p.m. after drinking a couple ciders.
Oh.
And then we just kind of recreated it in the studio.
Yeah, we definitely need to get back more into making some songs. We might be doing that.
Nice.
Maybe.
Just a little hint.
Namen fünf.
The Renaissance Fair vlog.
So fun.
I know. It's such a weird one. You guys covered
so good.
I'm going with these dumb ones because you guys covered like a lot of the important ones.
Yeah.
Like, fine.
You just said it's good because you got Scottish egg.
Scotch egg.
No,
Scotch
egg. Cause it was
what, Shane?
Because it was an idea that I pitched and it finally saw the light of day.
What did you say, Shane?
No reference to Smosh the movie. Wow.
That was earlier.
Yeah, I referenced that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Weren't you paying attention when we hadn't called you yet? So rude, dude.
Yeah, the Renaissance Fair, and maybe this is a silly one, and I have other better ones that I should have said. It's crazy because that video did so well.
So fun.
And nobody was really expecting it to, but that is my favorite stuff, is like when we go places like the Disneyland vlogs. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're hella stressful, but when we get to go to a fun place and experience something new together, it just, us in a new environment is like just, it's always going to succeed. Like us being put somewhere weird, like we always, our personalities coming together, like it's always something fun. And I think that like the viewers can agree, like that's something that they love to see. I personally cannot wait until we're able to get out of this studio again.
I mean, that's true. I guess that is one thing kind of holding us back.
And Kevin was there for that. Like Kevin and Nancy were there filming this vlog.
It was great.
Where we got dressed up. Shane hates dressing up, but we made him put on that the monk cloak.
He hates dressing up. Shane, oh, yeah.
And I wore his monk.
He always dresses up.
I wore his monk head, his hair.
Yeah, that weird ass wig on your head. Everybody was so funny in their own way in that video. It still makes me laugh. Shane, what do you think?
I think that's a great pick. I think that was a lot of fun. And yes, Damien, I do hate dressing up. You know this.
I actually, unless this is a bit, I had no idea.
That's why I never wear outfits for Halloween. I like, I don't know, because we dress up so much at work. That's
my defense.
Dressing up outside of it, I'm just always like.
But now it's like your choice, though. Like for work, a sketch is locked in place. But if it's like you can dress up as anything you want, I'm like, dude, yes, fun. But I didn't realize
not
that.
Me.
I can not respect
me.
It, but I didn't realize. I got to be the Blue Knight and eat Scotch eggs.
Look you at the Blue Knight.
You're like, what kind of knight be you? A weeb.
I laughed so hard.
It's so fun.
But yeah, those kinds of vlogs, like those kind of have that charm of what Shane mentioned with the mattress, the air mattress vlog is like, that's us on the fly. That we're not like, we don't have, I mean, sometimes we go like that crazy one where we planned neither of you were there. I randomly was like, guys, we should do a fake Disneyland marriage proposal in front of the castle.
Oh, I've seen that though.
And
I mean, that if you want to talk about videos that blew up, I mean, that video blew the fuck up.
But that was one of the rare times where we had a planned, or like I at least had the idea like ahead of time where like we had a motive at the place. Like we did Disney bounding and stuff, but yeah, we just decided to freaking just go. We had some like loose like, oh, I might get knighted today, but like we literally, it was just us being us, having fun, experiencing something new together. And I think those are the things that make this job feel new again. Is the things like that.
And eating scotch eggs.
Eating fried carnival style scotch eggs.
I really look forward to being able to go to new things again and like taking you guys to cool places.
Yeah, it'd be nice to go back into crowds. Like, I mean, we should just do a Renaissance Fair part two. Mm-hmm. When it's safe again, I'd definitely be down.
Let's do it.
And you know what, Damien? Just for you, I will eat a whole scotch egg.
Okay, but you can't chew. You got to just do it. This is the last.
Oh, those were so good. I think about them sometimes.
So, me too. All right. Well, that's everyone's top moment, top smosh moments.
Is this the longest podcast we've ever done?
I mean, who knows?
That was like two straight hours of talking about stuff.
But I mean, you know, we got to send people out on a good one.
That's true.
As I mentioned at the beginning, we are going on a hiatus for the Smoshcast. The reason being, we got a lot of stuff we're doing. This sweatshirt is part of the reason. Twitch, baby. We got a lot of stuff. This pandemic that we're going through makes things a little bit more difficult to get everything together and working. And we just need to focus on the things that are the most important to us. Not that talking to you guys isn't important, but
it
if is, we're
it's
but,
a bonus.
Yeah,
it really is.
Yeah. Cause we got Smosh main channel, we got Smosh games, we got Smosh Pit, we got the Twitch channel.
And in a way, I think Twitch, I mean, it's not the same thing, but this was always our like foray into like, this is personal, one-on-one, it's just us talking to
candid.
You. Twitch is that too, because we can't edit, so it's literally just us.
So in a way, on our Wednesdays, like those can kind of become the just chatting podcast.
So
what do you think, Shane?
I agree.
Nice.
So I implore Shane's you down. Guys, if you're not following us on Twitch, check us out. We're on there Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Mondays 3 to 6 p.m. PST. Then you're going so slow. Wednesday.
1.2 times speed. Come on.
Wednesday.
No.
Wednesday is 3 to 5, and then Friday is 3 to 6. Be sure to check us out.
Yeah, we do board AF. We chat. We do video games, stuff like that. It's a good time. Yeah. It's a good time. We love hanging out with you guys. So.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, we're not saying Smoshcast is going away forever. This is a break. We're taking a break. We're focusing on things that are most important. So, we love you so much. We thank you for all the support that you guys have given us on the Smoshcast. It's been has it been 2 years?
It's pretty close. Yeah, pretty close.
It's been close to 2 years of doing a podcast that I never thought we'd ever do.
Shoot, dude.
Yeah, would you say this is shoot, a whole dude. Shoot, dude?
And speaking, well,
do we have a shoot, dude?
I think this is the shoot, dude. This is the most shoot, dude.
I think my shoot, dude, is that psychic story that I had.
Yeah, shoot, dude.
That was weird.
So this is, I mean, like, really though, like, shoot, dude.
Shoot, dude. Fun.
But don't worry, shoot, dude will live on, and you'll see in the future. Mm-hmm. Trust. All right. Well, thank you guys so much. Especially Shane. Thank you for. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Thank you. I've got an important announcement. I've moved from the toilet into my shower because I think it can withstand what's coming out.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Shane. Thank you, Damien. Thank you, Courtney. And thank you guys so much for listening. We love you so much. And we'll see you around on all the other channels we
literally
got.
Literally everywhere. Literally.
Love you so much. Bye.
Love you.
Bye, guys.
Bye, Shane.